Morena, e te whānau, welcome to the Māori Millennial Podcast. I am Te Kahukura Boynton. I'm a six-figure business owner and I'm helping other business owners to grow their businesses. I wanted to record an episode today about learning how you can become so disciplined, learning how to show up for yourself and remain committed even when things are not going your way. Now, I just want to paint you a little bit of a picture about what my life used to look like before I integrated all of these things that I now know and understand. So I was definitely the person who always said, oh, next Monday I'll start my diet. Oh, on January the 1st I'll start my new lifestyle. I will start my business when I lose weight. I will start posting content online when I look better. I will start sharing my journey where my house looks better because I want my background to be aesthetically pleasing. So I was definitely someone who would say all of these things, but I actually wouldn't do things. Like, I wanted to show up online. I wanted to grow a business. I wanted to do all of these things, but I just couldn't commit to it. Like, I would try it. I would do it for like one day. Like, I had been wanting to create content probably since the age of like 13, 14 at high school. And I used to make vlogs and I would post them and then I would delete them because I was scared of getting bullied. And so I would try new things, but I just wouldn't stick to it because there was just so much going on for me. I was scared of getting judged. I was scared of what other people would say. I was scared of what my family would say. I was scared of what I thought about myself. I was scared that if I remained consistent, then maybe people would actually follow me. And then things were just like, honestly, there was just so many different things that were coming up for me. But I'm not going to dive into that too much in this episode, because today I want to teach you how you can actually become so disciplined and how this is going to change your life and change your business forever. So before we get into it, I think it's important to understand why discipline is actually important, because I think this is like a crash word. Like, everyone's talking about discipline, everyone wants to be disciplined, but nobody actually really knows why. And so I want to explain why it's important in my life. So sometimes things don't go your way. Sometimes your family's sick, sometimes you've got emotional troubles, sometimes you're having relationship problems, sometimes things are just not going well. It's just shit. To be honest. And I used to find myself falling off the wagon every single time something didn't go my way. Like, oh, I had more work to do. Oh, that means I can't go to the gym. Oh, you know, my friend said this to me and that upset me. Oh, okay, I won't post on social media because I'm angry now. Oh, okay, this happened, so that means that I'm not going to do this. It was always someone else's fault. And like, there was always a reason why I couldn't do things. Or even if it was me, like, I just had a bad day, I felt like shit, so I wouldn't do anything. Every single time I fell off the wagon. And what happens when you do this is that you never achieve your goal, because achieving your goals requires consistency, it requires discipline, it requires showing up. And so I just never did, because I always found a reason why I couldn't do it. And so that meant that I didn't achieve my goals. And so what that did was it hindered my confidence. I felt like shit because I didn't do anything that I was supposed to do. And so that's the second part of it. Is the first bit is that in order to achieve your goals, you need to show up every day. Like, not every single day, depending on what you're working towards, right? Like, I'm not saying, you know, run 100 miles every single day, but like, you've got to show up even on the days you don't feel like it. If you said you were going to show up, then you got to show up. And so that's one part of it. But the second part of it is that when you show up, even when you feel like shit, even when things aren't going your way, you build so much confidence. You build so much resilience. And when you have that confidence and when you have that resilience, you're more likely to push yourself in business. You're more likely to do hard things. You're more likely to achieve the things you want to achieve because you know that you're someone who can do that. So discipline is like number one. If you want to grow your business, you need to learn how to become disciplined, because sometimes things just don't go your way. Sometimes things are hard. Sometimes things don't work. And guess what? You're the business owner, so you've got to learn how to push through that. So we know why it's important. So how do we build this discipline? It all starts with a decision. A decision that you're no longer going to do this leaky, undisciplined behavior. This stuff has got to go. And when you decide, you have to actually commit to changing. There's got to be this like push inside of you. Like, me talking to you isn't going to do that push. You've got to do it yourself. You've got to decide that you're sick of your shit. You're sick of saying you're going to do things and not doing it. You're sick of, like, always having a reason why you can't do it. You've got to have that yourself. Nobody else can talk you into it. You've got to want it so badly that you're willing to do whatever it takes. You have to actually commit to changing your life. And then what I would do next, once you have made that commitment, is I would make my environment very supportive of this. It's much easier to say no in the supermarket once than it is to say no every single day to the chips that are staring at you from the cupboard. You know what I'm saying? Make your environment supportive of the life that you want to live. So if discipline in business for you looks like, you know, spending a couple hours on your business before you go to work, or if it means, you know, creating social media content every single day, regardless of what's happening, then can you actually put that into your routine? Can you make a habit that when you wake up, you go on your morning walk, you do your morning journaling, and then you focus on creating that content? You just smash it out first thing in the morning, just get it out of the way. You know, there's no other way to kind of say this. Make your environment supportive of the goals that you have, supportive of the routine that you want. And in terms of your routine, base your routine around what you're wanting to achieve. So if you want to, say, for example, write a book, then can you reverse engineer that and go, what do I need to do every single day in order to make this happen? Make your routine based around what your goals are. So if you need to, you know, create your social media posts, can you put that in your routine? The next thing, so the first bit is like committing to it. The next thing is making your environment supportive of this, and then making your routine supportive of this. Now, the next thing, number four, is that it gets hard. I'm going to normalize this. Getting to the top is not easy. If it were, everyone would be there. But they're not, because it's hard and people aren't willing to do hard things, except for you. So I'm going to normalize that it gets hard, but you've got to push through it. You've just got to keep going. So what you can do is you can accept that it's going to get hard, and you can normalize this. And you can also create strategies so that when it does get hard, you've got some strategies to fall back on. So that might mean that on those days that it's really hard, you create a reward for yourself. So it could be, I'm just going to use the example of you commit to being consistent on social media. So say on the day you just really cannot be bothered, can you create a reward just on that day? Don't do this every day, but like, well, depending on what your position is, obviously, but like, you might make a reward that you're going to push through it, and then when you finish it, you're going to take yourself out. You're going to go for a coffee, or you're going to go to the pools, or whatever it is, right? Like, create a reward for yourself, something you don't normally do. And it can, that can also be a free thing. You're going to go to the lake and just have a lie down. I don't know, whatever reward you want to come up with, right? But create a strategy for on the days that it is hard. What are you going to do? Possibly batch create content. Like, I'm just coming up with random solutions for this specific scenario. But in your life, what are you wanting to build discipline in, and what are you going to do when it gets hard? Create a strategy. Now, the last thing, which I think is really, really important, is enjoying the process, enjoying the journey. Practice insane amounts of gratitude. When you're going through a shitty time, it's really hard for it to remain shitty for a long period of time if you're being grateful. I remember some of the shittiest times in business, and I was practicing so much gratitude. I didn't have to. I chose to. I chose to look at the challenges that were coming into my life as really awesome learning opportunities. If it weren't for those, I wouldn't have learnt the lessons I learnt. And so can you look at every single challenge you're going through in your life and go, this is an amazing opportunity for me to level up? Now, I just want to give you a mindset shift. You ask for strength, so the universe sends you a challenge so that you can strengthen. You ask for confidence, so the universe will send you, you know, people judging you so that you can prove that you're confident. Do you ask for consistency? So the universe is going to put all of these roadblocks before you so that you can prove that you're willing to be consistent. You're asking for things. You want to be better. And when those obstacles come in your way, you go, oh, it's just not meant to be. When in reality, it is meant to be. You're just supposed to push through. You're supposed to get over the hurdles and just do it anyway. So discipline is going to lead to more confidence in business. When you feel like, oh my gosh, I said that I was going to go to the gym every morning and I did, and I've been doing this for 3 months and I feel amazing, you're going to be like, what else can I do? I can bloody grow my business like wild beans, you know? Like, you are going to build so much confidence, and this is going to lead to doing the things you need to do in business that are going to make you more money. And this is something that I talk about in a workshop that I'm about to host February the 18th. And this is just going to be the most life-changing workshop, really. And I'm going to chat to you a little bit about what this is. But on February the 18th at 12:30 p.m. New Zealand Standard Time. So this also means that at 9:30 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time, you guys are also going to be able to join this workshop, which is amazing. So this workshop is for the people who feel like something is always getting in the way of their business, whether it's people in your whānau getting sick, an argument with your partner, your lack of energy. There's just always something getting in the way of what you truly want to achieve in business. This is for the people whose notes app is full with unexecuted ideas in business. This is for the people who feel burdened by all of the things in your pakehi that you need to do, but you just don't even know where to start. You've planned out launching your new course a million times, or you've mapped out doing new things in your business, yet you just haven't actually launched it. You don't feel confident selling your offers because you worry that people are going to stop following you or engaging in your content if you keep on selling on your page. You don't say what you actually think on your page because you're worried it might come off as too harsh or people will unfollow you. You're scared of what your friends, family, strangers will say if they see you selling the same thing over and over and over again. So this is perfect. This workshop is perfect for you if any of the things I've mentioned are you. Now, in this workshop, I'm going to teach you the strategies that I've personally used to have high income months despite going through the trenches in my life outside of business. I am going to teach you how I learned how to show up for myself, remain committed even when things weren't going my way. How I learned how to make money as I sleep in business whilst enjoying quality time with my whānau and living my life. I'm going to teach you how to learn how to sell your impactful offers to the world, regardless of how you're feeling outside of business. Learn how to literally not care what people think about you, how to collapse time in business and achieve the high income months that you dream about. I'm going to teach you how I overcame my fears, things like failure, things like judgment. Now, this workshop has literally years of self-development knowledge all condensed down into a 60 to 90 minute workshop, which is like insane. And the best thing about it is that this workshop is only $44 for a limited time only. It's only $44. So if you want to secure your seat in this workshop, then you need to run, do not walk. You need to lock in your seat in this space, because the link is in the description below. But if you want to lock in your seat, you got to do that. You got to do it now. So I'm going to put the link in the description below. If you have any questions whatsoever, send me a message over on Instagram at MaoriMillionaire with one underscore. Otherwise, that is us for today. I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode, and I look forward to chatting to you all again in our next episode. Ka kite!